It's the radio segment that won 20 bucks on a scratch lottery ticket.
Oh, nice.
And blew it all on a Marilyn Monroe dog costume.
Oh, come on.
It doesn't even have a dog.
Oh.
It's Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else, except we do it better because we have a laser and those other weirdos don't. This first laser story is out of Newburgh, Oregon. Earlier this week, the cops got a call about a stolen Toyota Land Cruiser SUV.
Oh, dang.
They tracked it down and got into a chase with the car thief,
okay,
who turned out to be a 27-year-old guy named Randy Lee Cooper.
Oh, man.
Oh, Randy.
Oh, come on, Randy.
At least he stole a nice car. I'll
Randy Lee.
As Randy sped through town, he crashed into a parked Buick Regal.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's a big car. That's going to stop you.
And that let the cops catch up with him, and they arrested him on several charges, including unauthorized use of a motor vehicle, eluding, assault, and more.
Ooh, he's in trouble.
But that's not all, because it turned out the Buick he crashed into was also stolen.
What?
Wait,
by someone else or by him? What?
Yeah, a 25-year-old woman named Kristen Baig was inside that vehicle.
Shut up!
And she was drunk.
No! Dude, she gets hit and she's like, well, I'm done.
What are the chances? Or they're just like all the cars in Newburgh are stolen.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So she was arrested for unauthorized use of a motor vehicle plus a DUI.
Oh, man. It's like a double play.
Dude.
Afterwards, a journalist wrote, what are the odds of something like this happening? Two car thieves both crash into each other. With everything else going on, that's something that would absolutely happen this year.
Yeah.
It's like a bank robber robbing a bank robber.
Yeah, exactly.
This next laser story is out of San Antonio. A man named Justin Matthews ordered groceries online, so an Instacart shopper showed up a little while later to drop them off.
Nice. It's always so convenient.
I love it.
But what both of them did not know at the time was that while the guy was unloading the groceries, Justin's pet chicken named Reba hopped into the man's trunk.
Oh, Reba.
I have a feeling some bad stuff is about to go down.
That's the most perfect chicken pet name I've ever heard.
I love it.
With the little red head on top.
Yeah.
Reba.
Without realizing it, the shopper returned to his car, closed the trunk, and left, knowing that Reba was still back there.
Oh, no!
Oh, you're stealing Reba!
Reba's been kidnapped! She's in the trunk of the car! Punch out the taillight!
Fast forward to 4 hours later, when Justin noticed his chicken was missing, he reviewed his Ring doorbell video,
ooh,
and he saw what happened, so he reached out to Instacart. It turns out the shopper went to Costco afterwards, and Reba jumped out when he opened the trunk.
Oh, no.
Apparently, the guy thought it was a prank from one of his buddies, so he didn't even bother chasing it.
Oh,
no.
Reba's on the loose.
Mm-hmm. And by the time Justin got to Costco, he learned Reba had been running around the parking lot for hours.
Oh, Reba was still there.
She was.
Okay, she loves Costco.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
She loves wholesale. This next laser story is out of France. A French baker switched up her bread recipe recently, and her story has suddenly gone viral. Her name's Louise Ragu, and she says her new bread has a very special ingredient.
Okay.
That ingredient is urine.
Ew.
What?
Gross, come on.
Specifically, female urine harvested from public restrooms.
Oh.
Come on.
How could it be worse than just urine? She made it happen.
Before you freak out, Louise says no one should worry because the pee isn't used directly in the bread. She actually uses the urine as wheat fertilizer, and then she harvests the wheat to make the bread.
So it's okay. Pea wheat.
Yeah, it's wheat pea.
Yeah.
How would you phrase that?
So why is she doing this? Well, the French baker's goal is to break taboos over excrement used in cooking and show how useful urine can be.
Okay.
Oh my, can you imagine if they start selling this bread in stores? It's like multigrain. Now with pea.
Yeah.
Now I'm just worried to try her fudge brownies.
Oh, come on, Jeffrey.
Oh my God.
Anyway,
that was too much for me this morning.
You're probably wondering, how does it taste?
I am.
I can't.
I mean, I was, but now I'm stuck.
So people say that they can't taste the pee, but it does have an earthy aftertaste.
Oh, creamy. Like asparagus. Mm.
Yeah, I'm glad earthy instead of tangy. Yeah.
So the bread currently has a waiting list.
What?
It's so popular, it has a waiting list if you want to get a loaf.
Oh,
so,
dang.
People loving their pea bread.
Hey, I got that pea bread over here.
This next laser story is out of the world of work. complimenting a coworker's outfit can backfire if they take it the wrong way.
Yeah.
Maybe this sounds like the opposite of a good idea, but would you be better off talking the way your grandparents did?
What? I'm confused.
I'm saying that because etiquette experts on Twitter claim the word snazzy is the best word to use when you're doling out compliments at work.
Dude, oh my God. I like that. It hits your
because
ear.
It's so unsexy. Right. Is that why? Like, it can't be mistaken as you hitting on anyone?
It's so old school, it couldn't possibly be seen as sexual or offensive in any way.
Hey, I like your shoes. They're snazzy.
Yeah, I love that.
Here's some examples that they gave on how to use it. You could say, hey, those are some snazzy earrings you've got on there.
Do you have to talk like you're a 1920s gangster?
I feel like if you're using the word snazzy, you have to talk like a mobster. Uh-huh. Or, wow, that's a snazzy shirt, work friendo.
Work friendo.
Yeah.
I like friendo too.
Uh-huh. They say other words that might work include neat, slick, or nifty. But they claim snazzy is the safest.
Yeah, I like it better than nifty.
Yeah, except for you're not going to be invited to any of the after-work happy hours. No. You're not very cool.
Another strategy is to just be very factual with your compliments.
Like, that shirt is pink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, neat, your headband matches your necklace.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Or, wow, your skirt has whales on it.
Oh.
Cool.
And then what do you say to that? Like, yes, it does.
Snazzy.
Like, don't even say anything at that point.
Yeah.
Just walk away.
Jose, you were wearing a hat.
I am. But I walk away. I like it.
How did work just get even more boring?
And more awkward.
Yeah. One thing they say to never comment on are physical attributes.
Oh, like, you got snazzy cleavage.
Yeah.
Nice pair of Hooters.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, that's definitely things you should not be saying.
Do not say that.
But this guy is always getting in trouble at the workplace.
Yeah, he is.
He made a compliment to that snazzy shoe, and before you knew it, this was happening. That means Laser Stories has come to the end for the day. We're going to do it again same time on Monday.